Facebook's face recognition technology has become so good that they can now identify you in pictures, even if your face is hidden from view. Aviva Rutkin is a reporter for New Scientist and joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to you, Aviva.
Hey, happy to be here.
Glad you're here. Now, how does Facebook do this? How can Facebook recognize people in pictures without even seeing their faces?
Well, you think about how are you able walking around on the street to recognize someone if maybe you only see the side of their face or the back of their head? It could be because they have a distinctive hairdo, because they tend to wear the same shirt all the time. Maybe they have a kind of unusual body shape. You know, all these things together are all clues that computers too can use to try to pick things out. And so what Facebook's done is in their AI lab, they've done, they took 37,000 photos off of Flickr that were publicly available and developed a neural network that could go through and look at, okay, if I see the side at the front of your face, sure, that's easy enough. But what if you're looking down? What if you're partially cut off by someone? And basically trained it with 83% accuracy to identify people correctly.
Hey, Aviva, any clues in terms of how Facebook may monetize this or leverage it? I mean, it sounds like a gee whiz feature, but what might be the business model going forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. Right now, this is something that Facebook tells me is not used on their site. But one thing that we talked about that they could use it for is their new Moments app, which basically sorts through all your photos for you and says, oh, these look like you were all at your friend's wedding on this day. And there's your brother, there's the bride, and kind of pick out everyone and take some of the work out of it for you.
I'm curious that they used, what did you say, Flickr? It seems to me that Facebook would have access to plenty of people pics. Why do they use a site outside of Facebook?
You know, I think Facebook, ever since last year, especially when people heard about their emotional contagion study and got upset, you know, they're really a lot more sensitive now to what they should and should not be doing with the data on their network. And so, you know, if you go on Flickr, you can find specifically photos that people have said, these are publicly available, anyone can use them. Versus, you know, if they went through Facebook and scooped through some of your stuff, it might not be something that you wanted them to be developing their algorithm with.
Hey, are there any clues so far in terms of how this technology may compare to what the United States is up to and what the FBI is up to and other organizations within the U.S.?
I think it's probably not as good as some of the, you know, the FBI database or the other kinds of face algorithms that you already see out there. Facebook's algorithm, for example, that recognizes frontal faces, DeepFace, last year hit the 97% accuracy mark, which makes it about as good as you or me. This one still has a little bit of a way to go, but that may only be a matter of time and tinkering.
Now, I was intrigued by your article in several points, but one of those was that you actually suggested a way that this kind of technology could be used to protect your privacy. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, when I was speaking with the head of the AI lab there, Jan Lassoon, that was something that he came up with as a possible way that people could use it, I guess, for good, to be able to be alerted by an algorithm every time a picture of you goes up, even if it's kind of obscured or weird. Obviously, there's a lot of concern now about what the privacy implications are of algorithms like these. It could really go either way. There's a lot more worries now, I think, than people crusading to use it. But it's an interesting idea.